I went into the bathroom to get my works, needle, dropper, and a piece of cotton. I fished a teaspoon out of a pile of dirty dishes in the kitchen sink. Old Ike tore a long strip of paper and wet it with his mouth and wrapped it around the end of the dropper. He fitted the needle on over the wet paper collar. He opened one of the papers with care not to flip the contents out by a spring motion of the waxed paper. "This is the coke," he said. "Be careful. It's strong stuff." I emptied the morphine paper into the spoon, adding a little water. About half a grain, I figured, nearer 4 centigrammos than 10. I held a match under the spoon until the morphine dissolved. You never heat coke. I added a little coke on the end of a knife blade, and the coke dissolved instantly, like snow hitting water. I wrapped a frayed tie around my arm. My breath was short with excitement, and my hand shook. "Hit me, will you, Ike?" Old Ike poked a gentle finger along the vein, holding the dropper poised between thumb and fingers. Ike was good. I hardly felt the needle slide in the vein. Dark red blood spurted into the dropper. "Okay," he said. "Let it go." I loosened the tie, and the dropper emptied into my vein. Coke hit my head, a pleasant dizziness and tension, while the morphine spread through my body in relaxing waves. "Was that all right?" asked Ike, smiling. "If God made anything better, he kept it for himself," I said. Ike was cleaning out the needle, squirting water through it. "Well," he said inanely, "when the roll is called up yonder, we'll be there, right?" I sat down on the couch and lit a cigarette. Old Ike went out into the kitchen to make a cup of tea. He began another installment in the endless saga of the Black Bastard. "The Black Bastard is putting out to 3 guys now. Pickpockets, all 3 of them. And they make pretty good in the market. Pay off the cops. He gives about 4 centigrammos in the shot for 15 pesos. He don't want to talk to me now. He's doing good, the dirty bastard. He won't last a month. You wait and see. First time one of these guys gets caught, he's going to stool like that." Ike came to the kitchen door and snapped his fingers. "He won't last a month." His toothless mouth was twisted with hate.